It's a Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Here's Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast, let's do it. Let's get some hate going for the Green Bay Packers. One of the harder teams in the NFL to hate, I would say, and even their fans, very nice people. Had a chance to drink and eat brats with them a few times in my life up there in Green Bay, and it's been a delight. Unfortunately, we're putting aside those good feelings for at least the next 12 or 13 minutes as Seth and I work up appropriate vitriol towards the Green Bay Packers in a segment we like to call Five Reasons I Hate You. So let's get going.
Let's do this. I'm ready to hate Wisconsin, Green Bay, Appleton, the whole Green Bay greater metro area.
Let's do this. This is with a lot of help from the listeners because we were having a hard time doing this yesterday. So they contributed to this. Number five. Big thanks to the texter who sent this one in this morning, and we should have been reminded of it yesterday when we were talking to Marcus Eversall of 107.5, The Fan. He went through the litany of kickers that they've had since Mason Crosby. They've had real kicking problems in Green Bay, so bad that they have now brought in Brandon McManus, who was let go from Jacksonville, I believe, because there were alleged issues on the team flight with some of the flight attendants and Brandon McManus. He's possibly a creeper.
Basically, he was alleged to have gone Urban Meyer on a couple of flight attendants, except without their consent.
Yes.
At least Urban Meyer was being a dirty old man with the consent of the woman he was dirtying it up with, whereas Brandon McManus was alleged to have done otherwise.
Yeah. Yes. Now, I believe it's all been settled, or else he wouldn't be back in the NFL. But nevertheless, there may have been some activity. We don't know, but
Did you sell your soul, Green Bay?
Right.
Did you sell your soul?
Yep.
You know?
So they,
not like you've got a great history of morally upright people like Brett Favre and Mark Chimura.
Yeah.
And,
forgot about Chewy, yeah.
You expect to...
forgot about that.
Mark Chimura was the creepiest of them all.
Yeah. The babysitter. Oh, boy. So that's number five. Brandon McMahon, their kicker, is quite possibly a very creepy person. Number four. Our guy, Stephon Diggs. And he is our guy. He's one of us. It's been stated by Bobby Slowick. He is one of us. He has beef, or had beef at least in the past, with Jaire Alexander, the Pro Bowl cornerback for the Packers. This is back from October of 2022. On Halloween 2022, the Bills played the Packers, and the Bills emerged victorious in that game, 27-17. Before the game, Stephon Diggs, the video of it is tremendous. He's running, he's getting right in Jaire Alexander's face as the teams are running out of the tunnel onto the field.
And it's just Diggs. It's like the entire Packers team and just Diggs.
Way more Packers than there are Bills. Yeah. It's Diggs and the entire Packers team, but Diggs is right up in Jaire Alexander's face. Here was Jaire Alexander explaining his side, at least, of what happened. This was from that very day right here.
What happened in the tunnel before the game when you guys yelling at each other going on the field?
Man, I was just keeping it real with him. Told him he couldn't mess with me here, little boy. So That's all that was. Just being honest, you feel me? That's all I can do.
Yeah. Well, he has six catches, 108 yards.
He's just a little boy.
He has six catches, 108 yards, and a touchdown. Okay.
He's just a little boy. You're a little boy, Sean.
Diggs got him for six catches, 108, touchdown, and the Bills won the game, 27-17. Now, Diggs was asked about this earlier this week. Might have been yesterday. Landry Locker asked him about the beef between Diggs and Jaire Alexander. Here's what Steph had to say.
Do you look forward to the battle, though? With Alexander, y'all have got a little bit of a history. Y'all have gone toe-to-toe. Do you look forward to competing with him?
I could say, yeah. I mean, but it's no different than I approach any other week. I'm not going out there trying to prove nothing. I ain't trying to prove each and every other week, every play, every day. You know, try to earn it during the week in practice. You know, get on the same pace as my quarterback. I don't really get into all that.
All right, so Diggs didn't take the bait, but we will put the bait out there again on Payne and Pendergast. Diggs v. Alexander, reason to hate Green Bay. Jaire Alexander.
So Diggs has had some really good production versus Green Bay. It's not all, you know, one-on-one. It's not all one-on-one production of Diggs versus Jaire Alexander, but it's not like the Packers have done an awesome job of limiting Stephon Diggs. So
a lot of Minnesota games back in the day, right?
Yeah. But they go back to the Minnesota versus Green Bay days. So this is a little bit of an intra interdivisional rivalry rehashed, and I look forward to it.
I do too.
I think that I look forward to an implosion by Jair Alexander at some point,
yep,
where he's pointing at and blaming somebody else. I hope he's blaming the safety at some point when it looks like Stephon Diggs is torched.
Oh,
Jair
yeah,
Alexander.
They're pointing at each other. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Let's create dissension from within.
Dissension within the ranks. I like
yes.
it, Seth. I like it a lot. All right. So, 5 reasons I hate you. Number 5, Brandon McManus, possible creeper. Number 4, Jair Alexander v. Diggs. Diggs is one of us. Number 3, it gets deep now. Green Bay harbored Brett Favre for well over a decade. Possible welfare fund stealer and known wiener pick sender, Brett Favre.
that's known.
That's known.
That's not alleged.
That's
yeah.
not alleged. We can say with 100% certainty, Brett Favre sent wiener picks to Jen Sterger, was the name of the young lady. Mm-hmm. Back in the day. So
yeah,
nice job, Green Bay. Sounds like a real gem. Yeah. Brett Favre. So yeah, they
you guys do great things. You turn out incredible quarterbacks and then ruin them.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow something in Green Bay breaks quarterbacks. Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers are both broken in some regard emotionally. And I feel like it's only a matter of time until Jordan Love becomes broken himself.
Let's hope so. Let's get
yes,
to
let's hope for that young
yeah,
man's
yeah.
inner turmoil and torture.
It's
yes.
a segment of hate. Let's hope so. Number 2.
One thing I've never I still have yet to see. I've managed to avoid in my life seeing a lot of things I don't want to see. Mm-hmm. I still have never seen the Brett Favre photo. I've never seen 2 Girls, 1 Cup. I've never seen Paul George's broken leg. I have a sixth sense for staying away from stuff like this.
Okay, okay.
It's never popped up in an email or something without me realizing
now
what
I know,
it was going
to
be.
Now I know if you and I ever do a show bet on anything, what the stakes need to be is that we need to sit you down.
I have to sit down and watch all of the worst stuff on the
yes,
internet.
Yeah, that's actually a pretty good payoff. All right, number 2. Brett Favre is number 3. 5 reasons I hate you. Number 2, let's talk about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, who I actually liked when he was kind of in his prime and he was winning MVPs. I liked Aaron Rodgers. There was not a lot of reason to hate him, but then he became weird, strange, ayahuasca, dark retreat Aaron Rodgers. He became immunization liar, or at least truth stretcher Aaron Rodgers.
You know what it was? He was an equivocator.
Yeah.
He didn't lie.
Equivocator.
He just said something misleading
yeah.
that wasn't false, but it was misleading.
I just think we can all agree he's not very likable right now, right?
No, the biggest one for me was him claiming that the Packers never reached out to him, and then when he was caught in that lie,
he said
that it was because he didn't have good cell service in Malibu.
Last I checked, there's a lot of people
in Malibu. And apparently no Wi-Fi in his home where he could use data or something.
That's a lie. Yeah.
It's honestly the thing that bothers me most. It's just that he got flat because you know why? Because he flat out, he basically tried to throw somebody under the bus completely immorally, like claiming that the Packers never even tried to contact them.
Yeah.
And then when caught in that lie, made up another lie. And meanwhile, also acted like when he was on his dark retreat, he was upset that the Packers had made their decision. Well, he had consciously made himself unavailable for at least 72 hours or whatever it was. Like, dude, what the hell? The world does not revolve around you all the time, man.
He went to Egypt during mandatory minicamp.
Well, that's not going to be the reason that they lose a game. Oh, isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Now then, when Mike Williams and him are on the same page.
Right.
In the second half of a football game.
Threw him under
Monday
the bus,
football,
by the way.
When could they possibly have gotten on the same page? He has prior obligations to his Egyptian vacation.
Yeah.
He can't be spending it working with his receivers during mandatory minicamp,
yep.
Sean.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and, for shoppers, buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
So that's number two, Aaron Rodgers. Five reasons I hate you. McManus, 5. Jair Alexander, 4. Favre, 3. Rodgers, 2. Number one is just really sort of a kind of an amalgamation, a combination of the last two. The quarterback thing. This is a franchise that has had Pro Bowl level quarterback play for the most part. For the last, it's coming up on, 30 years now? 32 years. 1992 is when Brett Favre got to Green Bay.
Yeah.
They had Brett Favre all the way up through 2007. Not every year was great, but you had Brett Favre. It at least is interesting in the bad years. And then, and he answered the bell all the time. That dude never got hurt. Then you had Aaron Rodgers, 4 MVPs for the next decade and a half. And now you seamlessly transition over to Jordan Love, who I think is conservatively, I would say, one of the top 10 quarterbacks in the NFL, if not top 5. We'll see how it plays. They haven't been doing it all that long, but we'll see how it plays out. No fan base deserves this. I don't care how nice you are and how many bratwursts you give to strangers when they're in from out of town watching your games. No fan base deserves this.
You need to be put back in your place.
Thank you, Seth.
It.
Yes.
You need Jordan Love to turn into the worst version of himself so you can understand pain.
Yes.
I know, listen, we're talking to the 55 and 60-year-old Packers fans. They've known pain. They went through the Tony Mandarich years. They've seen exactly what life can be when you're one of the laggards in the NFL. But your children and your grandchildren are insufferable, and they are in danger of never being reclaimed as decent human beings.
Correct.
Because all they've known is a football team with good quarterback play.
That's right.
All right? So if you care about your children, and I'm not sure that you do, but if you do care about your children and your grandchildren, you'll hope that Jordan Love actually ends up sucking.
Yes.
Okay?
Yeah.
If you care about your family.
If you care about your kids having to experience a little adversity. I mean, think about the 20 and 30 somethings that had Tom Brady their entire football watching lives so far. Those are insufferable people. They've turned into bad people.
They have.
Yeah.
Really bad people.
Bad people.
Boston used to be a delightful place with nice and cheerful people.
All the time.
It was. And then the Patriots started their reign of terror, and all of a sudden they got grumpy.
Right. Yeah. Right. So you want
a bunch of little King Joffreys running around there.
That's it. Thank you. Hey, speaking of King Joffrey and Game of Thrones, you and I were talking about earlier, like if the Texans were Game of Thrones and the Anderson and Stroud households who have much love for each other, that they would combine their houses with CJ Stroud and one of Will's sisters. And then Will would screw it up by going and finding some peasant chick from Nashville to really turn the storylines into
He'd fall in love. He'd screw it up by falling in love.
A texter says, peasant girl from Nashville, you mean Will falls in love with Haktua chick. That would be awesome. Will Anderson with Haktua.
No, it wouldn't. You know why? Because that would be like the kid in Bull Durham, the nice Christian kid that ended up falling in love with the
town whore,
the
basically.
Woman of questionable morals. I don't know. Some of the, you know what though? Sometimes those women. Listen, I'll say this about Will's future Nashville bride. Sometimes they just say, you know what? Their childhood led them to do some crazy things, but then when they find the right person, they settle in and they change completely.
Will would be a good influence on her, I think.
I know that from Facebook, that at least publicly, a lot of those
publicly.
Women present themselves as something much different than what they were in high school.
Thank you for saying publicly.
And I just assume that, whatever their Facebook persona is, that's exactly who they are now.
Matt Burke was great yesterday, the Texans defensive coordinator. He talked about getting Denico Autry back. What are you getting? How do they work him back in as well? Matt Burke answered that question. We'll have that for you coming up next.